T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,357. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes Dino Dino Nuggets.
Buddies.
We will play Profile This. Oh. Plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack, drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Florida man pays $150 to have a leopard rip off half his face. Meanwhile, a man in China on meth opens up a window on the 30th floor, and it rains money all over the place. Tampa man gets 7 years for pretending to be CIA in a $4 million scheme. A groom smashes entire cake in wife's face, ruining her wedding day dream. And a man slips an iPhone repairman a Benji to erase his call history. I think you know why. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin. Oh, a little early, but I get it. You're excited, jacked up. Got our dino buddies here. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Jason, who chugged a gallon of stupid and found a way to answer 15 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,357. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. We're going to be eating good in the neighborhood today. Ted's Meat Potatoes is back. The head chef is in the house. And we've had many people, many listeners to the show, tell us many times how the best chicken nugget out there is, in fact, the Dino Nugget.
We thought it was for children. Mm-hmm. Apparently, a lot of adults eat it and had very strong opinions and very colorful metaphors of what we could do with ourselves.
We have procured, the head chef went to the store and he bought some of these Dino Nuggets.
No. They're Dino Buddies.
They're Dino Buddies?
The chef had some trouble at the store. Apparently, there's multiple dino-shaped nuggets.
How many different brands?
Four.
That is unbelievable. I thought it was just one thing.
It looked like they're only available in family size, which makes sense because the box you bought is huge. Like, they don't just have a box with, like, eight in them.
That was the small box of the Dino Buddies.
Because, everyone, most people that buy them have children.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. It's family size because presumably you have a family because you're eating dinosaur-shaped nuggets.
We've got the air fryer in here.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the Dino Buddies, and we're going to do the taste test today with the head chef and Ted's Meat Potatoes. So very exciting. And you brought in a variety of dipping sauces, I'm assuming?
No. The true test of a Dino Buddy is to taste it dry.
Just by itself.
Preach!
Wow.
It's like a piece of cheese pizza. Why can't I talk?
Right. Okay. All right. We'll taste them plain.
You got that out already.
Everyone says they're crunchier than
the
regular nugget.
Well, we were going to have spicy ones, too, but my sous chef kind of asked the bet.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have got the 7-Eleven pizza. It was my bet. So Ted's Meat and Potatoes is coming up. I totally forgot about that. So we're going to taste those bad boys coming up. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. From there, you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummies this year, it's a two-way tie between Jesse and Jason. It took them 16 questions to get one right. See if you can definitely do better than that. And every time we do play the game known as Big Dummy, we like to do a men's room poll as we get ever so close to Big Election Day. We asked you last time to pick a platform to run on. And keep in mind, one of those things we asked you to run on, other than the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, universal clothing sizes, so all clothes are really the same size that they're labeled, abolish daylight savings time, or to legalize drugs, we will, in fact, get rid of the daylight savings time as of, what, Saturday night going into Sunday morning, right, this weekend.
Yeah.
So that would be gone if you just would have picked that one.
Well, no, we'd still have to go back, because that's the regular time.
That's right. But now, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we put the poll up. Here are the results from last week's Men's Room poll. As far as a platform to run on, universal clothing sizes came in at number 4. 9% of you said, you know what, that seems like a pretty good thing.
That was my platform, so I'm not getting elected.
Number 3 is the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. 23% of you said, I'd like to do 80. Number 2 was to legalize drugs at 31%, and overwhelmingly you said, I would love to abolish daylight savings time. 37% of our listeners said, please, God, get rid of that.
I support that.
Absolutely. Now, today in our men's room poll, you know, a lot of people out there, a lot of famous people celebrate birthdays, and regardless of, you know, whatever's going on with the pandemic and COVID, there's some big birthdays that are on the way. Ted, you got a big birthday coming up yourself.
I do. 40.
You're going to be 40 years old.
Yep.
And that's a big deal.
Huge.
Yeah.
You had some plans on that.
Yeah, had a lot of them.
You had basically this was like a birthday year for you, celebration.
Well, just right. I mean,
you turned 40.
Right. I was going to take a trip overseas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a big deal,
have
man.
Some family in town, have a party.
Going to go see the world champion baseball Dodgers on their opening
day. Dugout tickets.
Going to
meet Magic Johnson.
You were going to meet Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Free Dodger dogs.
Did you see how happy he was in the box when the Dodgers brought it home?
He always is.
You could have been texting him, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably would have become buds. You know what I mean?
Like, I could call him Irving.
Right. You're drinking Bud Heavies together. You know what I mean? You're hanging out. You and Magic Johnson. Jeez, a whiz.
I go to one of his Starbucks.
I mean, you're turning 40, but then 2020 just pooped.
Did you honestly have any plans for the actual day?
I mean, just my normal thing, but I was going to have some family come out and stuff.
Sure.
Because some people owe me. I shouldn't say it that way.
Wow, that sounds like a fun time.
In other words, you've gone there enough.
I've gone there enough for weddings. I've never been married.
You owe me.
So I'm just saying, this was going to be that time where it was like, hey,
Ted's getting married.
Right, basically like, now you guys need to get on a plane and come visit me.
Yeah, for a big party, for 40. Yeah.
They can tell you how long the flight is.
Oh my God.
You know who else had a big 40th birthday bash?
Kim Kardashian.
She sure did.
And unlike you, Ted, she didn't cancel her plans. Oh, no.
She's so punk like me.
She got a private island, all right, off the coast of France.
private island with a villa with, like, I don't know how many people, but they bought the whole damn thing.
Well, Miles, it's her 40th birthday.
Sure.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You're 40. You don't cancel plans, Dad.
They rented a 777 Boeing, and they put the 30-some guests on there, and they all flew over on a charter flight.
They owed her,
for 3 or 4 days, whatever the deal was. And,
you know what I'm saying.
And put the pictures
on the plane.
They said in these COVID times, they were looking for some normalcy, and from that point in time, the internet has had a good time. So she had an unbelievable 40th birthday.
Could have been you, Ted.
Well, I'm going to have a Zoom and 5 people at my place.
Okay.
Same thing, bro.
But either way, you know, when you lead this kind of lifestyle, that things are a little bit different. Obviously, if you can rent your own private island, rent a charter jet and all this stuff, there's many perks that you have.
To be fair, all right, you've rented a 777, you picked up 30 guests, you rented your own private island off the coast of France. My understanding, however, is that it only costs her about $1 million.
Right.
And it seems like a good deal.
And that's I don't know.
That's what, I don't have $1 million to spend, but if you gave me $1 million to throw a party and it could be, well, like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever done these big vacations with people, like where you go with a group of people, your family, your friends, or whatever. Unlike the Kardashians, if you're going to stay a week or so, right? Typically, the first thing that happens is you get to your destination. And then the second thing that happens is two or three people jump in a car that they rented, and they go to Costco. And they get the food for the week. They get cases of bottled water. They get cases of beer. They're going to get bread for the sandwiches.
Now we have to put it all away so it's organized. So listen, you guys do dinner on Wednesday.
You've never seen
anyone? We'll do it on Friday. We'll take the kids for ice cream.
Yeah, this is fun.
You never seen anybody buy a 36 pack of eggs until you go on vacation at Costco. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to. And that's what you do. You get up in the morning, man. Maybe you go out to dinner every once in a while, but for the most part, you're still doing what you do when you're home. You're just doing it somewhere else.
Sure.
Okay?
Well, you don't travel with a lot of people.
I don't think the Kardashians did that. I don't think they went to Costco once they got to this private island. I think they had people taking care of them there. You know. So today we're going to ask you, if you live this type of lifestyle, that maybe you would have some type of personal assistance, okay, as far as your lifestyle goes. So today on our men's room poll, we ask you this. To pick a personal assistant, the first choice you have is your own personal chef. Someone who makes 3 meals for you a day, if you would like. So the desserts are always in the refrigerator for later on in the evening.
That's key.
3 square meals a day, if you would like. I mean, you could wake up and just have sliced fruit. You know, you could have some granola. You could enjoy your cottage cheese, Ted, with peaches on top.
You need a personal chef for cottage cheese, dog.
But it would all be, if you want.
Do you even put it in a bowl? The way
if you open
a container, you take a spoon and you eat it until you're done.
If you have a personal chef,
with a plastic spoon.
If you have a personal chef, the cereal's already in the bowl, and you have a small little pitcher of milk that you add the milk to. You know what I mean? It's all there. You want a PB&J? You got a chef to do this.
Yeah, I got like those little miniatures of Frank's Red Hot that I'm putting on my cottage cheese.
You're stealing the jellies from the table because there's an apricot and a grape and a strawberry and the whole deal. Like, you're living large with a personal chef. The second choice you have is a maid. Someone that takes care of your place, washes your clothes, makes sure that the house is tidy at all times, if you would like it to be, makes your bed, you picks up the clothes off
the
floor.
I like the idea of a maid, but she would have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Because I feel like that's getting real personal.
Okay.
And you might find, because I'm rolling like this, right? We got like that Kardashian money style. She's going to find bags of things that she doesn't need to know about.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, all right. And then we have a nanny. And look, if you have a child, you know that one thing that you would like is a couple hours out of the day just to get a break. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that parents are losing their mind about this whole pandemic and COVID is the fact that the kids can't go to school. You understand why the kids can't go to school, but the bottom line is the kids aren't going to school. You just need a break, right? One way or another. I mean, anything. I mean, God forbid if you could just drop them off at a camp for a week or whatever the deal is. But a nanny will give you a little bit of freedom. Maybe you can sleep in for a day.
Maybe you don't want to deal with your kids. It's simple.
Yeah, even if you just want to go out and take a hike, take a walk, whatever the hell you want to do, you don't have to push along a stroller and someone's snot running out of their nose, make sure they're not too cold, all that crap, all the things that you have to do. So nanny is your third choice, and your fourth choice would be a personal trainer, depending on how you've been doing in this COVID time. Tough to get into gyms. Gyms aren't open. As far as your exercise routine goes, maybe it's a little bit harder to get motivated, but
is someone. But there's zero fun with them.
This is someone like Chet. And Chet's just going to get you all jacked up, and you're going to be feeling great, you know what I mean, one way or another. So I'll pick a personal assistant. That's our men's room poll. Will it be a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
Steve? I think I'd pick a maid. Because, like, even with the kids, first of all, I'm not bringing the kids on this trip. Or if this is just how I live, like, I don't dislike my kids. Yeah, they've been around too much lately, but I can deal with them. We still have some good times. The maid is the thing. Honest to God. Not because I'm a slob, but the kids are. Actually, you just get a maid for my daughter. Like, look, you don't have to do anything else in this house. Follow my daughter, clean her mess.
Ted?
Man, I am torn between chef and maid.
Okay.
If you said trainer, I was going to beat you with my mouse.
Now. I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm leaning towards chef because I put away my laundry and my dishes this morning.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have a lot of stuff to take care of, right?
I don't.
That's what I mean. And I'm sure that, you know, as time's gone on, you're probably a little bit more organized and, you know, got rid of some stuff and everything else. I mean, is your place that messy?
No, not right now.
That's what I mean.
Not right now?
I'm just, yeah.
But if you know you have a maid.
Right, if I knew I had a maid, I could just, I don't know. I feel like you could just come home and drop your clothes right there and be like, pick them up. I don't know why I got so aggressive with
the maid. Pick up a house.
You know what? I'm going chef.
You are going chef.
Yes.
Personal chef.
I would
chef.
Like 3 scrambled eggs, 3 slices of bacon, and some cottage cheese.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay. Lunch, I have a turkey sandwich, I guess, with some steamed broccoli. Is that your go-to?
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Maybe a salad? I don't know.
What would you want for dinner tonight?
Chef's choice.
Chef's choice.
Just make sure we've got some healthy protein, some carbs.
Okay. All right. All right.
So I'm saying he's a personal chef. I mean, he could curtail. My big thing is, I bet he could make healthy food taste awesome.
That'd be the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like when Veggie Dog back there talks about his healthy meals, it just doesn't.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah, I roasted some carrots and
ate kale.
And then dipped it into an almond paste, you know, that Chipotle almond paste. It's so good. I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, God, I don't know if I could do that for a month.
And even when he brings in, like, his smoothies, I look at it, I'm like, Crayola doesn't have a description of that shade of brown.
But you could eat healthy with a chef.
And the personal chef, right, I feel like he'd make you, or her, would make you food. He'd be like, this is so good. But like, actually, it's good for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to hear.
Portion size would be appropriate. All the things. Okay. Mike, you got a call on this one between chef, maid, nanny, or personal trainer?
I'm going to go with the chef on this one.
You are going to go with the chef.
Yeah, I need to expand my palate a little bit. Have somebody that can actually cook something.
Okay. All right. That's a good call. So there's your men's room poll.
It's not vegetarian.
Pick a personal assistant.
They're great. Right, but
you want a butcher.
Yeah.
That's right.
And today we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel 206-421. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Big hola.
Hola. Adam, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober? Team Not Sober for Adam. What are you doing over there, Adam? You smoking a little ganja?
Hello.
Adam?
Ganja.
Oh, yeah.
Ganja.
You're on that delayed response from the ganja.
Almost did not even need to answer it.
All right, Adam. Pick a personal assistant. Do you want a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
Chef.
Chef it is.
Guaranteed chef.
Are you a decent cook, though?
No.
Okay.
I'm starving.
Okay. That's because you're high.
God, now I'm thinking about what I want my chef to make on Sundays for football.
Chicken wings.
I don't know. He could make homemade pizza. Or I mean, he's a chef.
But right? It's got to be like football tapas.
Yeah.
I want some wings. I want some sausage.
I want to see a tiny wiener get involved with a crescent roll.
There you go.
You might not see what you expected to see.
What is that?
It might be a little different.
Why is the dog in the kitchen?
Chef! All right, Adam, here is your question. Adam, how many states begin with the letter A?
Ooh.
Three.
Hold on. We have Arkansas.
Yes.
We have Alaska.
Correct.
We have Alabama.
We sure do.
Okay.
Come on.
Arizona.
Okay. Cardinals.
Sons of bitches.
Damn Cardinals.
All right, your question. The Treaty of Versailles officially ended what major war?
Who knows?
I do. Ted knows.
Do you know, just guess a major war. Right?
A major war.
World War II.
Ooh, close. World War I. Which was not called the World War I at the time.
No.
You don't want to sound like you're predicting stuff. Right.
That was the war to end all wars.
And then World War II, they added the sequel title. Yeah. We messed up.
That's why if we get into a war now, we never call it like the end of the world war.
Right. It might be that, but you don't want to label it.
Yeah, right. Not right away. Maybe after.
It's bad branding.
I would call like this is going to be a really awesome war. Mm-hmm. You know, can't believe how much sex everyone had during this war. See if you can turn the tables a little. All right. In Olympic competitions, what are the heights of the diving boards? One is 3 meters. The other is how many?
10 meters.
Okay. Nice job.
That's very a really good. Long goddamn way to jump.
10 meters? Is that the one that you jumped off of, Ted?
No, I was on the platform dive. I think that was 23.
23.
Right, you know, like the platforms. Yeah.
23 feet. Had to be. Meters?
How tall is 23 meters?
That'd be almost 70 feet. That's like jumping out of a seven-story building. 70 feet. Okay.
Right. It wasn't the tallest platform. It was the one right before it.
All right.
Okay. I got to look up how tall
they were trying to kill your ass.
Did it scare the hell out of you?
Yeah, but I tell you what, I felt alive.
I bet you did. More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
KISW proudly presents Live Day 2020. We're doing it live
That's
on the radio, on the Facebook, and everything else. You can watch the whole thing go down at KISW.com. Obviously, all the commercials, sound effects, music, there is nothing pre-recorded.
Even that explosion.
An incredible day. We're going to have people from all across the country. Helping us out as we do this, you know, with a little social distancing involved. So it is going to be a very interesting live day. That's a fact.
How many different video feeds are we going to be serving? Because, like you said, it's not just that all the bands are playing the music live. Most of the bands are not going to be together themselves.
No, they're not.
Right? So yeah. Each band member is in their own place. We got Malcolm, who's in San Diego.
Barbershop Quartet there in Bellingham, I want to say. Is that right? Don't they always drive down from Bellingham? I think they're up north somewhere.
They're up north.
Yeah. But they'll be joining us again.
They work with Santa. They're at the North Pole.
BJ and Meg's doing their entire show live. We will do our entire show completely live as well. Live Day is presented by our friends at The Advocates. Head to KISW.com for all the details.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Hola.
Doing well, Jeremiah.
You sober, not sober?
Unfortunately, I'm still at work. So that means sober.
All right, Jeremiah.
It doesn't always have to mean you're sober. It just means you're at work.
I think a lot of people out there would say it's very fortunate that you're at work. You know what I'm saying? As far as
well, yeah, that is one way to look
going
at.
On. All right, Jeremiah, pick a personal assistant since you're making the big bucks. Will it be a chef, maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
Chef.
Okay.
Chef.
Yeah, people are going chef pretty much all the way on this.
Right.
Yeah, all the comments coming in like chef, chef.
Interesting.
All right, there.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I can cook. I can cook pretty damn well, but you know, that's a lot of effort.
No, we get, like, I can clean. I'd still rather have a maid.
No.
I can cook. I'd rather have a chef. I could exercise, and I still don't want a personal trainer.
And there's a time where the chef gets a night or two off because I want to cook. But it's just nice that the food is there.
Well, the other thing is, dude, especially for you, Ted, like, hey, man, you can invite some chick over. The food is going to be outstanding.
Yeah.
And so did you cook it? You say, no, I'm a baller. I got a personal chef. Jesus, Jeremiah.
Sounds like a big truck going by.
All right.
Well, it is a big truck going by.
Here is your question. In horse racing, how many furlongs are in 1 mile?
Is it three?
Seven?
Seven?
Eight.
Wow.
Is there any other time we use furlongs as a measurement?
I don't think so.
That's pretty much exclusive to horse racing, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, because you get furloughed.
That you get furloughed. Nobody
That's
got furlonged.
Way different.
Yeah.
Furlonged.
All right, while we're talking about numbers, how many pairs of chromosomes are there in each human cell?
That would be 42?
23.
Oh, like Jordan.
It's just like Michael Jordan.
That explains it.
He picked that number to represent chromosomes. Most people don't know that about Michael Jordan.
That's why he was so good.
Mm-hmm. The chromosome man. Who was the only president of the Confederate States of America?
You know, I should know this. Apparently, I picked a good day to call Big Dummy because right now I am a Big Dummy. I can see it say Grant.
No, Jefferson Davis.
Jefferson Davis. Jefferson.
I thought you were going to pull it out.
I was thinking Stonewall Jackson, but that's not right. Question four, Jeremiah.
He was on the Confederacy, though. Yeah, he got the right side.
I was thinking Action Jackson. Mm-hmm.
That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm. All right, multiple choice question for you. Which of these is not a fruit? Cucumbers, olives, rhubarb, or tomatoes? So cucumbers, olives, rhubarb, or tomatoes. Three of them are, in fact, a fruit. One of them is not.
Cucumbers, olives, tomatoes, and what?
Rhubarb.
Oh, rhubarb.
Okay. Very good, Jeremiah.
Well done. Nice.
You know what else rhubarb is?
What else is rhubarb?
I believe that's the name of the mascot for the Tacoma Rainiers.
Really?
Yeah.
Rhubarb?
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
Or maybe it's just rhubarb, yeah.
What, other than what, pie? What do you use rhubarb for? What does it go in? I don't even know.
I mean,
like if you go to the farmer's market, like, oh, we have fresh rhubarb. I can pick it up. What the hell do I do with it now?
Yeah, to me, it's like a pumpkin. Like, people don't just eat pumpkin, but they eat pumpkin pie. Right?
Sure.
They'll eat pumpkin seeds.
You got to do something with it.
Have you had rhubarb pie? Is it any good?
I don't even know if I've ever had rhubarb. That's what I'm just thinking. I'm thinking to myself, have I ever tasted it before?
I think I've had it in a muffin.
You had a rhubarb muffin?
Yeah, rhubarb. He's the Tacoma Rainiers Rainier mascot.
I thought you were looking at potential food products.
Yeah.
No, I'm just looking at this guy. He's awesome.
I got his autograph one time when I was...
Oh, did you?
I did.
Nice.
What a big deal.
By the way, rhubarb pie, one of the best pies you'll ever have.
It's kind of a sour-y...
It's very tart, yes.
Tart, okay.
So a lot
tart.
Of people will mix it with strawberry, but I'm telling you, if you know how to do it right, like my mother did, the best pie you'll ever have is just a straight rhubarb pie.
Huh, okay.
Is there anything else in it? I mean, like, if I'm looking at
it. Is it a fruit pie? There's a little bit of cinnamon in there. It's kind of.
And what's the consistency?
It's a tart pie.
Okay.
The consistency is like really any other pie. It's got a gooey center to it. It's not like a pumpkin where it's kind of cakey.
Yeah.
It's like any other fruit pie. It's got a filling to it.
Okay. All right. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Oh, wait a minute. Someone's saying, you should eat it raw. No. Have you eaten raw rhubarb? No? Okay. Only a pie for us.
He's not insane.
Hello, Kiana. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Kiana, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
You're sober Kiana today.
Well, that's dumb.
All right, Kiana. Guess what? You get to pick a personal assistant. Would you take a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
Personal trainer.
All right.
Really? Why? What is your thing? Because, I mean, I get there's nothing wrong with people wanting to be healthy or get in shape, but based on my choices, they seem like the least fun.
What would you say to the personal trainer? What do you want to happen to your body? What would you tell them? Like, what do you need done? You know what I mean? Like, what would you like to improve?
More tonage.
More tonage. Okay, because I got an ad today on Twitter that said you could have arms like Madonna in 10 minutes. And I thought to myself, who in God's name would want arms like Madonna?
Yeah, that's Madonna looks like something you put in your stock pot.
Yeah.
She does, right. Man. She's...
Ooh, this is tasty. Yeah. A lot of grease on top, though. You know, you have to
exactly.
Skim. You have to skim it.
Yeah, she's something you would skim, shave and skim after you put it in the crock pot. Yeah. I don't know. She something about it. All right, here's your question. Bronze is an alloy, but it's an alloy of what two metals?
Tin and nickel.
Copper and tin?
Copper and tin. You got one out of two. Not so bad.
Hmm.
See, if you were drunk, you'd have known that. All right, let's talk about the moon landing. On the Apollo 11 mission, what's the name of the only crew member to not walk on the moon? Yeah, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. Neil was the first to walk on the moon. Buzz Aldrin, we found out last week, and this is true, was the first man to pee on the moon. But there was one dude who had to stay in the capsule and orbit around.
What do you mean he had to stay in the capsule?
He got to stay in the capsule.
Wait,
somebody
dropped him off and then they went back up?
So three cats get blown up there.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them go down, which is Neil. First big step. Buzz, first big pee. And then one dude is still in a capsule that the orbiter, as it were.
Oh, okay.
So when they blast off, they have to meet up, hopefully, with the orbiter, and then come back together.
I see.
Yeah, Michael Collins was his name. And the reason you didn't know is because he went on the moon.
Michael Collins?
Yeah, he just kept going around it.
He's just walking around going, no, really, I was up there. Michael Collins here. We'll give you the senior discount.
Sure, sure.
It's okay, buddy.
I went around the moon.
Right, exactly. No, you didn't.
All right. What country borders Haiti?
Dominican Republic?
It is. Nice job.
I always thought they should have changed the name to Lovey. So there's like Lovey and Haiti.
Damn, a lot of good baseball players.
Yes.
Game is
sure.
Is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock, who's our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, do you know who Sammy Sosa is going for Halloween?
Who?
A vampire. Like he does every day. What's your name again, man?
It's Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. Oh, Cheyenne, hi.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, you sober or not sober?
That would be sober.
All right, Cheyenne, welcome to the show.
Cheyenne, did you just get a fresh cut, man?
I did, man, I did.
Yeah, it looks good.
Got a dye job, too. So.
You got a dye job? What, are you turning gray?
No, I dyed my hair red for some Halloween stuff that I'm doing.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Okay. All right, Cheyenne, pick a personal assistant. You want a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
I got to go with a chef.
Chef it is.
Chef's big time.
Probably have a lot of really high-end restaurants where you live, right?
Inundated.
Not unless it involves like steaks or buffalo or something like that.
If you wanted sushi, how far would you have to drive?
Honestly, not very far at all. There's one right across town here from me.
Have you been there?
I have indeed.
And how was it, being that, you know, world famous Wyoming sushi?
That would be South Dakota, and for South Dakota sushi, it wasn't bad, but I prefer the sushi out your guys' way.
Oh, really? Yeah. You mean the one closer to the water?
The border's a body of water, yes.
Okay, yeah. That's always helpful.
All right, here is your question. What state is nicknamed the Pine Tree State?
Would that be Colorado?
Vermont?
Close. Maine.
Maine.
Oh. Yeah. I was even going to say Oregon.
That was my guess as well.
But doesn't Vermont have an actual pine tree on their flag? Is it Vermont or New Hampshire?
They might.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, the Vermont flag is ringing no bells. The New Hampshire flag raises even fewer because it's New Hampshire.
I mean, I think there's pine trees all up there.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got it right.
Okay.
How many different state flags have pine trees?
Just this one.
Oh, that is an ugly flag.
It is an ugly flag. I definitely remember the fact that
a child draw this? Look at that thing.
But
that's like some ugly piece of art your kid, Mabel Macaroni, brought
home.
The
difference is there's oaks, there's maples, there's all kinds of different varieties of trees in that area. But like,
well, that's a forest.
New Jersey is just pine trees. The whole damn state.
It's the only thing that can grow with all that oil.
And sand.
All right, here is your question. What actor will play the role of the Joker in the upcoming Justice League movie? He's played the Joker before.
Jared Leto.
Well done.
You do remember that he was the guy that was like doing a little meditational therapy at the beginning of the COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
He had immersed himself in the woods in like California or Arizona or someplace like that. And when he came out, like he found out what the hell was going on.
He had no idea. Like he comes out of the woods, like there's no one on the street. You know, it's at the beginning of 28 days later. Like, oh my God.
And if it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to him. He is the guy. He was out there on peyote or whatever, just walking around the woods with no shoes.
You know? All right, now look, I saw the movie he played the Joker with, Suicide Squad, right? And I kind of liked his take on it. Now, I have not seen the movie The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. How effed up would it be if you put the Joaquin Phoenix Joker in with the Justice League movie? Mike, I'm asking you, because Justice League is campy. Obviously, the Joker movie is not quite supposed to be campy.
No, and the thing is that the Joaquin Phoenix movie was a build up to the Joker. He was not as clever as he becomes later on in his life, and so that's kind of the difference. Is that the Jared Leto Joker was a well established Joker, whereas Joaquin Phoenix was an up and coming Joker.
Yes. And what is Jack Nicholson, the geriatric Joker? Is that like the end of the career?
Yeah, pretty much. They tried to make that a becoming the Joker, but he was already the Joker when he did his part.
All right. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game.
Hello, Evan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Evan.
Evan.
How's it going, fellas?
Hola. Hola. Evan, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just finishing up work.
What do you do for a living, Evan?
I work for FedEx.
All right, man. Very cool. I guess you guys are getting busy here. All right, Evan, men's room poll. Pick a personal assistant. You want a chef, a maid, a nanny, or a personal trainer?
Definitely a maid.
You want a maid? Okay.
Right there with you.
Hey, Evan, do yourself a favor. Since you work for FedEx, check out our latest podcast, Greatest Story Never Told, at radio.com, episode number 51. We got a great story about FedEx on there.
I'll give that a check out tonight.
Yeah, sure.
Ted, by the way, someone chimed in and says, Ted, don't be jealous, but I got an autographed baseball from Rhubarb, the Rainier mascot, when I was 9. Even took it to school for show and tell.
Right. They were a child. Mike, did you meet him as an adult or a child?
No, I met him as a kid.
Oh. Yeah, see, it's tougher to get a one-on-one interaction with a mascot when you're 40.
Right. Much the way you look at Miles and I for wanting to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people might look at you waiting in line to get the autograph from the mascot. Just say it's for a nephew and it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here is your question. On a standard Monopoly board, what color are the chance cards?
Black.
Orange.
Orange.
Right. I can't remember the other one, but I know the other color.
Every time I ask a Monopoly question, you're always quick. But I know you like the game. Don't you like the game?
I do. Yeah. I really like Monopoly.
I absolutely hate the game. But every time I ask that question, you're like, ooh, I know.
We got to play that game one day, like a bottle of whiskey and Monopoly. Just see how it goes.
Ooh.
It's going to end a fist fight.
Yeah.
It's going to end in a fist fight.
It's the worst combination ever.
It's not my fault you guys are bad at it.
No.
It's not going to be my fault I had to beat you. I know I owe you money.
Mike gets control of the bank.
I would trust that. All right. All right, here's your question. What's the name of the little boy who discovers where the wild things are?
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say Michael.
Yeah, Max, right?
Max. Who grew up to be Mad Max. Yeah. A little known connection between those two. All right, the movies Black Hawk Down, Black Hawk Down, Blade Runner, and Gladiator. They were all directed by whom?
Is that the same dude that made the Transformers movie, Michael?
No, it was not Michael Bay.
What was it? Steven Spielberg?
Woody Allen.
Yeah. Woody Allen started all of these, but eventually went to Ridley Scott.
Okay. Ridley Scott.
Woody Allen, also the mastermind behind Alien and The Exorcist.
Not an uplifting story, but Black Hawk Down, that's one of those movies, every time it's on, I watch it.
Right, no, I got you. A few movies like, hey, man, I don't make myself feel bad, but I feel so good to feel so awful by the time this is done.
Right?
All right, your question, who wrote and performed the theme song for the movie Philadelphia?
I haven't seen that movie, but I know that's one where Tom Hanks gets AIDS, I think, right?
Correct. And that's how he wants you to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Tom Hanks. You might remember when I got AIDS.
The artist won Song of the Year, won a Grammy for this. And he's just been in the news lately. I think he just released his 22nd studio album.
Something like that.
20th
or
one of those.
I don't have a good answer to that.
He's from north of Philly.
He was born in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Springsteen.
He likes dancing in the dark.
Mm-hmm. That way no one can see him because he dances like crap.
And he shows up in his pink Cadillac.
Or driving his deuce.
I don't know. I'll go play in the Secret Garden.
Like Steve earlier today, he's born to run.
Yeah. Boy, you are a kid. Want you to picture a kid finishing their drink with a straw. That's what I sounded like in the bathroom. Like, this cannot be good.
There's nothing solid in here.
This is not good. All right, your question. The Volga River is the longest river on what continent?
What's it called? The Volga?
V-O-L-G-A, the Volga.
I'm going to go with Australia.
Asia.
Nope.
Ooh. I'll go Europe.
It is Europe.
See, I figured it maybe was in Russia or something. That's why I went Asia.
Hence Volga.
Yeah.
But the mostly European part.
Okay.
Volga is also how you say the term vulgar when you're on Long Island. You're welcome. What children's TV character lived in the treasure house? He's old school. Not on the air anymore.
What's the name of the movie? Or the show?
Well, the show was named after the character, so I can't tell you. But he was essentially the host of the kid show. The show was named after him, and he lived in Treasure House.
I have no idea.
Scrooge McDuck.
Captain Kangaroo.
Oh,
All right, your question. At least 3 people have died. More than 2.5 million customers are without power as of this morning after this hurricane hit the Gulf Coast in New Orleans yesterday. What is the name of the hurricane?
Is that Irma?
Zeta. Zeta. As in Catherine Zeta. Zeta, but yeah, I got
gave everybody throat cancer.
Heaven, hold the line.
We'll get to you in question 6 coming up. More of Big Dummy. Do you want to be a contestant? 206-421-ROCK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.